This week's Blue Monday podcast is being brought to you once again by my beautiful bride, Kim, who's actually joining me as co-host. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Everybody out there, and welcome to our fifth edition of the Blue Mondays podcast. This week, Arthur is unavailable. He's on a little micro vacation, so I'm being joined by my beautiful bride, Kim.
Hello.
You want to do that again?
Hello.
That's much better.
Oh, goody.
Yep. So, we're actually not at our undisclosed location in southeastern Massachusetts. We're at an alternate
undisclosed location. Equally undisclosed.
Yes.
And I have to just say, you need to change that theme song.
Why is that?
The first line. I hate Blue Mondays. You don't want your people to hate Blue Mondays. You're working pretty hard on this.
Yeah.
And the first line in the song is, I hate Blue Mondays. That's not good.
And it's a point well taken.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, this week we're going to do things a little bit differently. Instead of, regaling you with tales of, raccoons jumping up out of barrels and moose heads singing to us. We're going to start off with an actual segment. We're going to talk about some upcoming releases. This week in Blu-ray, you will be able to find the following on Tuesday morning at your local Blu-ray shops. Weeds Season 5 is coming out, so if you're into pot-smoking mothers and organized crime...
I'm not.
No. So you can enjoy that. Pandorum is also coming out.
Don't even know what that is.
Oh, Pandorum actually looks very interesting to me. It's a futuristic sci-fi thriller with Dennis Quaid.
You enjoy that then?
I'm planning on it.
Okay.
It's in our Netflix queue.
Excellent.
Hopefully we'll bring you a review of that sometime in the future, because everything I read about that movie says that it's an underrated gem, and people who see it actually love it a lot. Maybe I can convince you to... No, I can't.
No.
No, I won't.
How's that worked in the past for you?
Not well.
No.
Okay, well, Gerard Butler takes his shirt off in Gamer. You interested in that one?
Not at all.
Really?
Really.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, he doesn't do it for me.
He does it for me. Okay.
Good for you.
What about Whiteout, Kate Beckinsdale?
Nope.
Yeah, she doesn't...
Doesn't do it for me.
She does it for me, but she's going to be in a parka for most of this. It's a murder mystery set above the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, it's too cold.
Okay. Well, what about The Invention of Lying with that British chap who hosted the Golden Globes last night?
Vaguely interested, but not enough to buy it on Blu-ray. Well,
Jennifer Garner is in that, isn't she?
Doesn't do it for me.
Again, keep hitting on my honeys, and there's nobody for you this week.
No kidding.
And I purposely mentioned the Gerard Butler thing, thinking you would get all little like, ugh.
No.
No? All right.
Not one of my honeys.
Well, the big thing coming out this week is there's not only a series of movies coming out, but there's a brand new technology in Blu-ray that's being debuted this week. And I don't think I mentioned this to you because I knew you'd be bored silly by it.
I was just going to say, great, something else to go right over my head.
Yeah, but, this is pretty simple to understand. They're flipper discs.
So they're not shaped like a dolphin?
They are not shaped like a dolphin.
A friendly dolphin who helps people in need.
Yeah, it's basically Lassie.
They call him Flipper.
With scales. You know, you just sang on a, worldwide broad podcast.
That wasn't singing. That was just talking.
We have somebody in the Netherlands who's going to be listening to you.
Goodbye. I'm leaving now.
Okay. All right. But the big thing is the Bourne trilogy is coming out on Blu-ray this week. They've actually been out on Blu-ray for quite a while. So
of course they have to put it together and put it on Blu-ray to make you spend more money.
Exactly. Yeah, but this is a flipper disc, which means that it is Blu-ray on one side and regular DVD on the other.
Excellent. So you can scratch one side of it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it either. Mm-hmm. Remember the HD DVD player we had?
Yes.
Yeah, there were a few flipper discs that we got. I really don't like the idea. I think Disney did the right thing.
with the multiple discs.
Multiple discs, exactly.
Because otherwise you have to remember which side's Blu-ray, which side's HD.
And you know what I really like about the multiple disc, too?
There's more discs.
There's more discs. So if we want the Blu-ray in the living room with the Blu-ray player, we want to watch that movie, we just, you know, watch it there anytime we want. The boys want to watch it in the playroom, they have their own DVD.
Doesn't work at the moment.
Well, no, we'll fix that.
Just thought I'd mention that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Now everyone will know that it needs to be fixed.
Yes, okay. So, looks like I'm going to be picking up the boys a new Blu-ray player. That's going
to
be...
Aren't you glad you asked me to do this?
I'm not buying you boys a Blu-ray player. I saw that. I'm getting you a regular old DVD player.
Glad you asked me to do this, aren't you?
Yeah. Costing me money. But, yeah, so Bourne Trilogy, if you're a big Jason Bourne fan, is coming out on Tuesday this week. Flipper discs, whoopee. I don't see this technology actually doing all that much. Seems kind of silly to me. You know, it's almost as expensive to strike the same disc twice as it would be to strike two separate discs. I mean, what does another disc cost them? Maybe a cent or two for the blank media? Doesn't make much sense to me.
Me neither.
But there are a couple of big titles on the horizon, and I think people are getting tired of hearing my voice. So, Kim, why don't you tell us about the two movies that are coming out that you are excited about?
Well, we have to wait all the way till the end of March, which is pretty sad.
Well, who knows? Maybe they might show up for your birthday.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Toy Story 1 and 2, which are cool. I have two small children sitting across from me, nodding their heads with smiles on their faces, saying, yes, they're cool. And isn't it just before Toy Story 3 comes out?
Yeah. It's kind of funny the way that works out, isn't it?
Those Disney people.
Marketing.
Jeez, I tell you, marketing people are fabulous.
As a marketeer yourself, what do you think of the whole idea?
I think it's a fabulous idea.
Yeah. What about the releases in 3D? Did you see those?
I did. You know I did, because I was with you.
I was sitting right next to you when you saw them.
Actually, you were sitting next to the children.
What did you think of it in 3D?
It was okay.
Did it add anything for you?
Not really.
Well, I mean, the movie was not originally shot in 3D. It was gone back and remastered afterwards.
Kind of hard to make it 3D after it's not.
Well, there was none of that really superfluous stuff that, you know, like the ping pong paddle, you know, kind of thing. Or the
squirting water.
Squirting water or the giant board that gets swung out over the audience. I think that it actually did lend quite a bit. And we're going to be coming back and talking about 3D in a couple of minutes, because we're going to have a couple of guest stars on here who recently saw a 3D film, and we're going to get their opinion on it. Yeah. So are you recommending a buy on Toy Story 1 and 2?
Well, they're classics. I think you have to own them.
I'm pretty sure. And we already do on regular DVD.
Yeah.
But they're going to be coming in Blu-ray.
Of course they are.
They have to.
Because we have to have multiple copies.
Because 1080 is a lot higher than 480, isn't it?
That's true. It's like 600 more.
It is just like that. Mm. Wow, you did math.
In my head.
Wow.
Telling you.
All right, let's have a round of applause for her.
Yay, me.
Yay. All right, well, my big picks for the upcoming weeks are a couple of movies that are coming out also on in late February, and then there's a couple more coming out on March 23rd. So it looks like March 23rd is going to be an expensive week in this house.
Better save up your money.
I am saving. But the first one, who's my favorite director of all time?
Akira Kurosawa.
Right. Okay, see how quick she came up with that? That's how well we know each other. 18 years of marriage will do that to you.
It will.
Yeah. Plus, she's been hit over the head with box sets and all kinds of crazy stuff for years. But Akira Kurosawa is, for the uninitiated, a Japanese director who was one of the most prolific directors in the history of cinema. He's responsible for The Seven Samurai, which became The Magnificent Seven and A Bug's Life and a whole bunch of other movies. Was basically struck from that template.
Sanjuro.
Yeah, Sanjuro and
Ran. Well, I haven't actually seen them, but I know the names.
Yeah, that's just because you've been surrounded by them for the past 20 years.
Smacked me over the head a couple times with them, and I remember.
But speaking of Ran, thank you for the segue.
You're welcome.
Ran is going to be seeing its release on Blu-ray on February 26th, and I have already pre-ordered a copy. This is basically Kurosawa's interpretation of King Lear. With a couple of minor changes. Instead of having daughters,
We have a child here with hiccups. It's just kind of funny.
And the funny thing is he's going to be joining us in a few minutes. But it's Kurosawa's interpretation of King Lear, but instead of having Lear's daughters, he's going to have, the king has got sons, divides the kingdom up between his children, retires, and then says he's going to just bounce from castle to castle. And, of course,
hilarity ensues.
Yeah. And as we all know, when you're interpreting the dramas and the tragedies of Shakespeare, that
you need hilarity.
There's much hilarity. Then there's also the Yojimbo and Sanjuro, which are basically the precursors of the Man with No Name movies that Clint Eastwood made famous. But these are starring, who's my favorite actor in a Kurosawa movie?
Toshirô Mifune.
Is the man with no name in these movies, very heavily influenced by American westerns by like John Ford and the like, and then they in turn influence Western directors like Sergio Leone. So it basically came full circle. So if you are even remotely interested in film history, or seeing basically the birth of contemporary cinema. You definitely want to check those guys out. So Yojimbo, Sanjuro, and Ran are all coming out on Blu-ray. There's also a little independent movie that you guys may have heard of. It's The Lord of the Rings.
That was a tiny, small release.
Little independent film, very small release.
Is it just the first one? Because I know there were three.
There were three.
I don't know too many people saw them.
I don't know if they really caught on here.
The story's not that big.
They were really, really big in New Zealand.
Mm.
Yeah.
So those... I don't know if too many people knew that backstory to the whole like story of the film, because it was based on a book, I think.
Was there a book?
I think there were a couple of books.
Mm. But oh, wait a second. What are those over there, huh?
Oh yeah, those would be the deluxe editions I bought for you.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Very nice.
That you've read several times.
I have.
We're being a little sarcastic right now. We know everybody and their third cousin has heard of Lord of the Rings.
Well, have you heard of the controversy on these Blu-ray releases?
No.
Are there police outside the house?
That siren is the toy police car in the other room. Yeah.
I don't know if it's being picked up by the mic.
Yeah, I can't hear it.
But anyway.
Anyway, Lord of the Rings.
Kill the toys, please.
Might want to get them on this pretty soon because, you know, it's almost bedtime.
It is almost bedtime. We'll get there in a second. But are you aware of the controversy with regards to the Lord of the Rings Blu-ray release?
No.
Well, when they first originally released the DVDs, they released the theatrical versions. And then they came out with those lovely versions that we have over there, which are like four discs with tons of extras and the extended super director's editions.
It takes like 3 days to watch them.
Basically, yeah. Those are the ones that you saw, because you didn't see them in the theaters.
No, I didn't.
But you've since pretty much fallen in love with them, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. But the theatrical versions are being released, and it's going to run like $65 to $80, depending upon where you buy them, to get the theatrical versions. They currently have a rating on Amazon of 1 star.
They're not doing the Super Deluxe?
They're not doing the Super Deluxe ones yet.
In Blu-ray. Well, that's just silly.
Just the theatrical versions.
I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, this is something in the industry that's called double dipping.
Mm, yeah, don't buy the.
So I am not buying.
I'm saying it to you.
Yeah,
people out there, you can do whatever you want.
No, I am not buying them. There are a lot of people who are writing reviews on Amazon, and on Best Buy, and you know all those websites, just saying skip them. We've got to send a message, and I think that's accurate. I think we really do have to send a message. Mm. So.
I agree.
Okay. So the pick for this week, if you had to watch one of the new movies coming out this week, Invention of Lying would probably be it for you?
It'd probably be it for me.
Yeah.
And I don't have a burning desire to see it this week.
Yeah, me either. With me, though, I do want to see Pandorum, and that would probably be number one for me, followed not too far behind by Invention of Lying. That actually looks like a pretty interesting premise. But from what I heard, It sounds like an interesting premise for maybe a half an hour, but after about 90 minutes, it starts wearing thin. Am I keeping you up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry.
Tired.
Okay. Well, we're going to take just a quick break here. And when we get back, we'll have a couple of guest stars for you. So, honey, thank you very much for joining me this week.
You're welcome. This wasn't that painful.
No.
I might actually want to do it again.
Really?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
I don't want to take this gig away from Arthur, though.
No.
I would never do that.
No, but I mean, if I'm indisposed, you could jump in with Arthur, or if Arthur's indisposed. By the way, just in case you downloaded and listened to it, Arthur, we miss you.
Job is safe.
Yeah. Have a wonderful weekend with Kelly, and tell everyone in Kelly's family that we wish them a Merry Christmas. I'll explain later.
Okay.
All right. So here's a brief musical interlude, after which we'll be joined by a couple of guest hosts. Welcome back, everybody. This is Steve, and I'm sitting here with a couple of guest hosts. Would you guys introduce yourself?
I'm guest host number one, and my name is Ronan Cords.
I am guest host number two.
And I am Alexander Robert Cords.
Okay. And guys, after we saw a certain movie last week, you told me that you desperately wanted to come on and tell people about it.
Yes.
What was that movie?
Avatar
in 3D.
Avatar in 3D?
Yes.
So you guys actually got to see it in 3D.
Mm-hmm. With you.
And, I know.
And it's not out in Blu-ray yet. This is a special podcast where we're talking about it in theaters because we saw it a couple... It's still in 2009, okay. I think.
You got to get a little closer to the microphone.
So he wrote... down some notes and let's talk about the movie now.
Okay. Well, this was directed by a man named James Cameron.
Really?
And he's been pushing the whole 3D concept for quite a while. He actually thinks that even home television sets should be set up for 3D,
That would be real cool.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool, but...
And we would have to have, say, 3D glasses set up all around the place, so... Then we'd have to take them if we lose a pair. There, they'd just be set up more.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of pairs squirreled away from movies that we've gone to see. When we saw Bolt, that was in 3D.
Yeah, that was cool.
We saw Avatar, and that was in 3D. And we've got the...
That's the one we're talking about.
Right. So let's go ahead back to Avatar. Ronan, what did you have for a snack when we saw Avatar?
I had some milk chocolate M&M's. They are at the a snack bar in the middle level. No way.
Yep. No, it was in the middle level.
Yeah, the middle level.
And Xander, what did you have for a snack?
I had Junior Mints.
Junior Mints. Were they refreshing?
They were nice and minty.
Oh, that's good.
Only right. I wish I had milk with them. That makes them a little more mintier.
You think?
I've done it before.
So we went into the movie theater. We sat in our customary spot. Where do we have to sit every time?
At the top. Tippy top.
In the very, very back.
Because that's where Ronan likes it.
Yep.
Yeah. In any other rows, it's a bit too loud for me.
Okay. So we're sitting in the very back. The lights go down. We see a couple of trailers, ads for other movies. And then Avatar starts, and we're on the spaceship on our way to the new world. Okay, what
Pandora.
Was the guy's name? Pandora. And what was the name of the lead character?
Jake.
All right. And Jake was not the guy who was supposed to be in the Avatar program, right?
Jake was in the Avatar program.
Right, but he wasn't supposed to be. His brother was supposed to be.
Yeah, but he died. on the trip, so instead he joined the Avatar program.
And Jake had no training.
Yeah, but his brother did.
Okay.
So and he did not know anything.
All right, so he gets there, and what was the Avatar program? What did that do, Ronan?
Well, you went into the cells where you have to go to sleep, and then you have a dream that when you wake up, you're in the body of the Avatar, and when Jake was in it, he explored her Pandora, and an army was there. They cannot breathe the air in there, so they had to wear air masks, and they had some vehicles, like the powerful dragon, the scorpion, and the amp suits allowed them to explore the Avatar Forest.
Now, when you say the vehicles, the scorpion was a...
helicopter.
And what was the other one? The dragon was a...
powerful, big...
like a...
aircraft.
Like an aircraft.
But
right.
That wasn't the biggest one.
No?
There was one, like a Jimunga spacecraft, which it's carried hundreds of explosives.
That one was longer. It was not wider.
Okay. Well, let's switch over to Xander for a second here. Now, there was a scene where Jake and the doctor, Grace, the woman, they were in their avatars, they were in their alien bodies.
Yes.
And they were walking around, gathering samples and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran into a couple of alien monsters.
Yeah, like the... yeah, the thorax, which is kind of like a land hammerhead. And only every animal on Pandora had six legs.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, I only see four legs. Where are the two other ones?
It was kind of like a cross between a hammerhead shark and a rhinoceros.
Yeah, only it had two eyes on each side.
Right. So he saw that animal.
Lizard, bird, dragon things too.
Those were great.
Yeah, those were real cool.
Okay, so he stood that one down, and then they were attacked by that giant predator.
Mm-hmm. The one that when it roars, things go like that.
You got to remember, we're doing it like a radio show, dude. That nobody can see.
So they come up from its neck, kind of like a velociraptor. When it roars, it pops up from his neck, so you can see light blue and dark blue and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, and
after that, he fired off a pack of fiber wolves, which are also six-legged, and they're kind of like a leopard thing.
So, yeah, I remember that it was kind of like a cross between a leopard, a wolf, and a monkey.
Yeah.
Because they could run up trees and things like that, but they hunted in packs.
Yeah.
Kind of like wolves.
So, eventually, he was saved by a woman who was one of the Nali, which is the tribe who lives on Pandora.
And they were permanent. They had to stay in their
right.
forms.
So, he became one of them and learned all about their ways and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not
out to become one of them.
Right. But let's not spoil it for anybody. Let's not talk about how the movie ends or anything. But would you say there was a good amount of action?
Yeah. That was a lot of action. It's perfect for people who like seeing a lot of action.
Yeah. At the end there was a big fight, and the Avatar forms only had bow and arrows.
Mm-hmm. And Jake had a machine gun,
yeah.
Remember? It was like...
it was so funny.
Yeah. And the military had much more weapons.
Okay. Well, when Mr. Cameron wrote this movie and started working on this movie, he intended it to be something that is going to teach people a lesson.
I did not really see the lesson.
You didn't see the lesson? I was just going to ask you what you thought the message behind
Avatar
is. The
only thing I would think is in the end, like a fable story or something, mm-hmm. where it tells you the lesson at the end.
Well, what do you think, if somebody told you that there was a lesson in Avatar, what would you think the lesson is?
To never give up, even if people are dying, like in the back, and the end.
So never give up, never surrender?
Never surrender, never give up.
I need you to see Galaxy Quest.
What?
You'll see. All right, Ronan, if you had to guess what the lesson of Avatar is, what would you guess?
I would guess to never give up and keep on trying, even if it's hard. Because Jake and Grace in their Avatar body, they never gave up.
They really didn't. Okay, well, I think you guys have just done your first podcast. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Is this something you might want to do again?
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys had your own podcast for a little while. This is Blue Monday. What was the name of your podcast?
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesdays.
And we've never done Happy Tuesday.
Well, you did it, but we didn't publish it. So it was just for
fun.
Why
can't we publish it?
Well, we'll see. But
can we please hear this?
Yeah, you can hear it afterwards. So let's go ahead and play out. So actually, let's give you a recommendation. Avatar. Should people see it in the movie theaters?
Yes. See it.
I see it, and once you've seen it, I think you said rent it.
Okay. Once you see it, would you say buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray?
And if you like the rental, you should buy it.
Well, why do you think people should rent it before buying it if you like the movie so much?
If you did not go to the theater and did not see it, that when it comes out to rent, you could rent it, and then when it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray, if you really like it, you could buy it.
Oh, that makes sense. But if you did, do you think we should buy it on Blu-ray, having seen it in the theater?
Buy it on Blu-ray. Buy it.
Okay. I just want to go on record and fully disclaim the fact that, or proclaim the fact.
Disc.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that these boys also said that Transformers 2 was something that we had to buy.
Hmm.
Wasn't it, guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But in this case, I wholeheartedly agree. Avatar is definitely going to lose a little something when you shrink it down to fit on the big screen. When you shrink it down from the big screen and put it on a TV. I'm not sure if they're going to do the 3D thing with it like they did with Coraline. But, it's definitely going to lose some of its visual impact when it gets shrunk down. There was a lot of really, really good spectacle up there that I don't think is going to translate to the small screen very well. And once you boil the story down, it's a pretty simplistic story. If you've seen Dances with Wolves, you've seen Avatar. Just the people are shorter and not as blue in the Kevin Costner flick.
Yeah, the people on the commercial of Avatar, they said they were 8 feet tall.
9 to 10 feet tall, yeah. To be exact.
I think it was... I think they were 10 feet,
somewhere around
they
there.
They were pretty tall.
Yeah.
Okay, so tall people dancing with wolves. All right, well, that's going to do it for Blue Mondays for this week.
And Jake had a stick with fire and was trying to...
Fight off the pack of fiber wolves.
Okay.
I call them fiber wolves.
Okay, we're going to start playing the music now.
Okay.
So, we want to thank everybody for listening this week. I'm turning down your microphone, guys.
Hello.
Yeah, your mic is off now. Haha. But thank you all for listening to Blue Mondays this week. We're looking forward to Arthur coming back next week. And right now, he has my copy of Paranormal Activity, so hopefully we'll be back next week with our opinions of that. If you're waiting for us to decide whether to buy it or rent it, then that's fine. If you're planning on seeing or renting it between now and then, you may want to wait for our review. That's all I'm going to say. So thanks again. Have a wonderful week.